A bespectacled grey-haired man sits in a study.
Life is very long. T.S. Eliot. Not the first person to say it, certainly not the first person to think it, but he's given credit for it because he bothered to write it down. Now, if you say it, you have to say his name after it. Life is very long. T.S. Eliot. Absolutely goddamn right.
The man looks up and points to the ceiling.
Violet. My wife. She takes pills. Sometimes a great many. Facts are, my wife takes pills and I drink. That's the bargain we've struck. A little paragraph in our marriage contract. So rather than once more vow abstinence with my fingers crossed, I have chosen to turn my life over to a higher power and join the ranks of the higher end class.
A cropped-haired woman walks down a hallway unsteadily.
It's not a decision with which I'm entirely comfortable. I mean, I know how to launder my dirty undies, done it all my life. But I'm finding that it's getting in the way of my drinking. Yes?
Did you... Damn it! Are the police here?
Could you come here?
Violet enters the study, a cigarette in hand. She raises the other to shield her eyes from sunlight and sees a seated woman.
Oh, hello.
A dark-haired woman smiles.
Jonna, the young woman I told you about.
You tell me she's a woman. Woman, woman, whoa, man.
Then I'm hiring.
Oh, you hire women's now, the thing. I thought you meant the other.
To cook woman. And to clean, carry you to the clinic.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Like this?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're very pretty.
Thank you.
Are you an engine?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind?
Cheyenne.
Violet raises her eyebrows, inhaling on a cigarette.
You think I'm pretty?
She rubs her short hair as Jana smiles.
Careful.
The man looks down as Jana stares at Violet.
Sorry, I took some medicine from my mum. From my mum. From my muscular.
Why don't you go back to bed, sweetheart?
Why don't you go fuck a fucking sow's ass?
Violet looks to the man.
All right.
He turns back to the desk, and Jana looks down to her lap.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be sickly sweet.
She stubs out her cigarette in an ashtray on the desk and leans over her husband, his head lowered.
Sickly sweet. I'm so sweet.
She touches her head to his and closes her eyes, resting there.
I'm so... In the Libra. Lovely sweet.
We keep unusual hours here. My wife's been diagnosed with a touch of cancer, and she'll need to be driven down to Tulsa for her final chemotherapy treatments.
Mm. What kind of cancer?
Oh, my God, I nearly neglected the punchline. Mouth cancer. Do you have any questions?